Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Mike DePasquale, the CEO for BIO-key International. The company trades on the OTCQB. Ticker symbol is BKYI. Thanks for joining us today there, Mike.
Well, it's good to be with you today.
Certainly. So, yeah, starting off, please give us a history and overview there of the company for some of our listeners that are new to the story.
Yeah, BIO-key is a leading provider of advanced biometric authentication solutions and technology. The company has been in business for well over 20 years. We have been very focused on providing advanced finger identification technologies for virtually every sector of the economy. BIO-key has customers in the government space. We have customers in retail and in healthcare. We're very focused these days in the identity and access management space, in particular working with companies like Microsoft. Solutions are widely used by a number of marquee account names like NCR and McKesson and LexisNexis and the FBI. So we have been around for, as I say, over 20 years serving this industry, and we're at a point here where we're seeing a significant inflection, not only in the industry in general, but also in BIO-key's business as well, and I guess we'll talk a little bit more about that going forward.
Certainly. So what were some of the drivers there behind the recently announced yearly results, which were particularly strong?
Yeah, our business grew approximately 35% year over year, 14 to 15. And what's really driving that is the need and requirement for not only better security, but more convenient security for both consumers and enterprise users alike. We're plagued with a plethora of passwords that we all need to remember every day as consumers to enter everything from our social media accounts to our bank accounts to our healthcare accounts. And enterprise users are plagued with not only utilizing passwords, PINs, tokens, keys, and cards, but the threat of cybersecurity attacks is having a dramatic impact on authentication and authentication technologies that are currently being used. We can provide a more convenient and a more secure way for these users to access information. And that's what's really driving the industry and driving our growth. Ever since Apple put a finger scanner on the iPhone, and that happened just about 2 years ago, there are over 150 to 200 million consumers in the United States that are using biometrics and really liking it. So they don't want to give that up. They don't want to go back to having to remember 60-plus passwords that they may use during the course of a day. Business enterprise users don't want to go back to less secure technology, so they really like biometrics. It provides an easy, very secure way for them to ensure access to their accounts and also to physical infrastructures and buildings and facilities.
Certainly, and so what are some of the factors that you feel make the company uniquely positioned to be able to capitalize on, you know, some of those trends that you're seeing?
Well, as I mentioned, we've been in business for well over 20 years. We've developed a platform, our solution set called WebKey, which allows literally any application developer or application provider the ability to replace their current authentication scheme, which is mostly passwords, PINs, tokens, and cards, with finger biometrics. So we make it easy for those developers to integrate those technologies. And our second major competitive advantage is our interoperability. We work on the finger side with virtually every finger sensor that's available in the market today, and there are over 40 of them. So we make that interoperable and easy for our application developers and providers to build solutions that consumers and enterprise users can use on a daily basis. We're starting to see fingerprint sensors embedded in virtually every device, not only smartphones, including the iPhone and the Samsung Galaxy, but all of the tablets and smartphones that are being distributed around the globe. There are over a billion units today in place around the globe that have some form of biometric capability within them, and that's going to continue to grow, and that's really going to drive growth in this business, in this market, and in this industry. Also recently, Microsoft announced with the introduction of Windows 10, native support for biometrics within the existing Windows 10 platform. So that allows any user to take one of our finger scanners, our Side Swipe or our EcoID or a Side Touch, allows them to plug it into the USB port on their computer or tablet that's running Windows and automatically replace the PIN that they use to access that device. They don't need any special software. They don't need any special downloads. All they have to do is plug the device in, and Microsoft makes it very, very easy to replace your PIN or your password with a biometric. Also, with the Windows 10 anniversary update, which will be available shortly, you'll be able not only to access your device with the biometric using one of our finger scanners, but you'll be able to access your web accounts and also your Office 2016 platform as well. So what we're seeing here is the mass adoption of this technology and the acceptance not only by consumers and enterprise users, but also big technology companies that recognize that passwords are no longer the way to secure access to information and, again, to physical infrastructures.
And so what are some of the key goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish over the course of the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, we grew our business about 35% year over year, 2014 to 15. Our goal and objective is to grow by that and more into 2016, as we've announced our guidance to be somewhere between $7 and $9.5 million. So we expect, number one, to continue to grow and develop our business. We expect to be profitable, and that is a very important milestone for us, to be consistently profitable. And we expect that our hardware offerings, our Side Swipe and Side Touch and EcoID, will be more widely available through retail outlets like, for example, Amazon and Alibaba in the coming months. So we expect that to have a dramatic impact on the growth of our business, and we expect that to continue not only through 2016, but well into 2017 and 18 and beyond. We also expect that our relationship with the likes of Microsoft and many of our other marquee customers are going to continue to grow and develop, and that's going to create new and interesting opportunities for us as well.
Sure, and perhaps you can walk us through your background experience, Mike, and talk a little bit about the key management there.
Yeah, I've been engaged in technology for well over 30 years. I started my career at Digital Equipment Corporation, spent 17 years there, and then through a host of smaller opportunities, I ran businesses, sold or merged them for different investors. I came to BIO-key in 2003 and have been at the helm here for the last 12 years. We built a very strong management team here. We've got a CTO in place who's been with our business for 14 years, who's probably one of the renowned experts in the biometric space, who runs our technology operations. We've got a very strong sales and marketing infrastructure that we've built over the last few years, and our senior vice president of sales, Jim Sullivan, is certainly renowned as one of the experts in this industry and business on a global basis. So we have a very, very strong team, and we've been hiring resources and continuing to fill out and develop our infrastructure and our organization, and we'll continue to do that through 2016 and 17 and beyond.
Certainly, and so as far as investors and the financial community, what are some of the key drivers there that you wish perhaps they'd better understood about BIO-key?
Well, investors or those who have been following us and maybe those who are not following us should be cognizant of two or three things. First, As many would know, we took a very significant investment on at the latter part of last year. Our partner, who actually manufactures our hardware devices, made a $20 million investment in the company, and we licensed some software from them. They're based in China, and they will provide us access to the Asian market, so a very significant opportunity for us that we had not had before this. The second thing is that we will have access to the payments market in China, where we'll be launching some solution sets and software over the next few months that will integrate some of the licenses, software that we licensed as part of this transaction, latter part of the year. What they also should understand is that this is an industry that has a tremendous growth potential and opportunity. Biometrics have been around for a long time. They've been used in the forensic space in law enforcement for quite some time, as maybe 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see here as a big leap in the commercial space is that virtually anyone who's using a password today will not be using a password 2 or 3 years from now. Those passwords are going to be replaced with technologies, most likely biometrics, most likely finger biometrics, and we are very well positioned with our mature platform and our hardware offerings to take advantage of that opportunity going forward.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Mike DePasquale, the CEO for BioKey International. The company trades on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BKYI, currently trading at 17 cents a share. Market cap is about 11 million. And before we conclude here to recap some of your key points, Mike, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Well, I think our industry is poised for very significant growth. I believe our company and our technologies, our management team, our product offerings, and our customer reference base are solid and provide a very good launching pad for us to not only continue to grow our business, but to grow it at an advanced pace and a significant rate. So at this stage, we certainly are a company within this industry that everyone should be aware of and should be considering.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Mike, and update our investor audience on BKYI. It was great having you on.
Great. Thank you, Juan. It was good to be with you today.